radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave in a typical week of July weather ahead in the U.S. with a couple of highlights. Tropical storm Elsa has exited the weather picture well out in the Atlantic Ocean, but it has left behind a very humid air mass in its wake. Because of this, we'll see mostly diurnal showers and thunderstorms, meaning that they'll occur in the afternoon and evening, along with when the sun has some daytime heating to give the atmosphere a little more instability. That's going to happen across most of the eastern part of the country. And the good news is that the tropics are very quiet this week, so no tropical systems developing for the next week or so. Some cooler air moves into New England. Portland, Maine will see a high temperature of 69 degrees tomorrow in the rain. Burlington, Vermont will see 78 degrees on Tuesday, again with some possibility of heavy showers. New York City in the mid-80s on Wednesday with some afternoon thunderstorms. Elsewhere, Kansas City sunny and 90 degrees on Tuesday. Dallas will be hot and sunny with 94. Thunderstorms in Atlanta, Georgia with 87 on Tuesday, and we'll take a look out west where it's still blazing hot later in the hour. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This entire broadcast made possible by Michael Doucette. Remember that name, Michael Doucette. And I thank you, Michael Lindell, for loving Sterling on Sunday. It is very exciting for me to have Mike Lindell part of our broadcast family. Now, do you know about Whitey 18? You do, don't you? Yes, I know you do. He's a TikTok star, which is not an oxymoron. He has 1.7 million followers on TikTok, which is more than any radio show you listen to. And what does Whitey 18 do? Well, first of all, that's not his race. That's his name, Whitey 18. That's not his age. He's 21. He's a full adult, full-scale adult. What does he do? There was a body of music in 1980 called Adult Contemporary. And frankly, and I'm tired of not taking credit for it, I was maybe the person responsible for getting that music on the radio. It was Barry Manilow, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand. They were making current hits in 1980, and I ran radio stations, and I said, we're going to play these. So what Whitey does is he realized these songs haven't been on the radio in decades. But he also realized that his beautiful mom and her friends love them. So what does he do on TikTok? He plays songs like this. And he mouths along to them. Does he sing them? No. He doesn't actually sing them. He doesn't actually sing. And when he speaks, it's all downhill. Now, when he makes a video, what does he do? He stares at the camera, shakes his beautiful hair, mouths it along, gives a big smile, lifts up his hands, and you're pregnant. It's incredible what this kid got away with here. 1.7 million views. TikTok. Whitey 18. You can't hate him. I figured I'd see a sea of hate comments from guys. They don't hate him. Nobody hates him. You gotta love him. But the number one song that he sings, quote, sings, mouths along, is Barry Manilow's Mandy. Mandy. Barry Manilow got wind of this. Can't imagine what kind of wind. And he made a response video. He loves it. Barry Manilow loves this kid. Can you imagine that? Oh, in June, before he became a big star, what did he do? He was a landscaper and a hockey player in Canada. He's Canadian. And Canadians, they don't like a lot of attention. He's Canadian. He was a hockey player, a landscaper, and now he has 1.7 million views. He's been signed to the biggest modeling agency in Canada. Again, not an oxymoron. And beloved. He's been on Entertainment Tonight Canada a number of times. He's been on the Canadian news, the actual Canadian news. And there's an article about him in the New York Times. There are people who've been in show business for decades who have begged for this type of exposure. And this kid, when did he start doing this? 1 month ago. June 1st. He's been doing this for 6 weeks. He got in the New York Times, Entertainment Tonight Canada. He's been on all the big morning shows in Canada. And he was a landscaper 6 weeks ago. And all he does is he gives women of a certain age the freedom, the okay, to tap into their feelings that they had when they were alive in 1980. He makes it okay for them to be nostalgic. He makes it okay for them to like a hot guy. That's what he does. It's a remarkable thing. And what I have said to my alleged friends in radio, and I hate everybody in radio, what I have said to my alleged friends in radio is, Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England, Mandy, Into the Night, all of those songs, and he's got a short playlist. It's about 10 songs that he mouths to in different outfits. And that's his gimmick. He wears different outfits and mouths to the songs. I have said to my friends in radio, put these songs on the air now, because this guy has made it okay to like these songs. Put them on the air now. And then when your listeners find, he's not attracting 90-year-olds. He's attracting 45 to 50-year-olds, people with credit cards, people who have kids, people who want to spend money. This is the guy. This is who you sign up. He already got a contract with Hugo Boss. He's your guy. This is a three-hour radio show. Can you believe it? They've actually allowed me to be on the air for 3 hours. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I've got so much for you tonight. I've got a painful amount for you tonight. Let me share some of the things we have. We have Velo Houle with his fish report. Is there any other show that has a fish report? No, absolutely not. We have the usual edition, and tonight we have the side hustle of Mall Things Considered. Mall Things Considered. And I have the drive-through brew. What's going on in the drive-through brew? This is the time of year where the beer barns are open in North Carolina, South Carolina, deep in the woods of Pennsylvania. Do you know there are parts of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania wilds, where the only commerce is the beer barn, where you drive into a barn and they throw beer in your trunk? It's unbelievable. And Vic Ferrari has a great detective story as a retired New York City police detective. Now, coming up in just seconds, I have a revelation for you about a brand new television show. I'm telling you, this is a high intellect show. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, in the Florida Story studio, we got a new piece of equipment we're going to unveil for you today. It's the Petto Wood Chipper 3000. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Velo Houle of Muskegon, Michigan. A very sad day in my life. The loss of my favorite dog. You knew him as Mr. Toots, but his name was Bolo. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You go to a great luxury hotel. You've had this experience. And you get in the bed and you lie down. And your head hits the pillow, and you feel your body on the mattress in this luxury hotel. And the first thought you have is, why can't I have this experience in my home? Why can't I get a pillow that feels like this in my home? Luxurious, comforting, engulfing. It is always such a great experience the first night in a luxury hotel with a fantastic bed, great sheets, great mattress. And you're like, oh my God, why can't I have this at home? And what usually happens after that? You're there with your significant other or your wife, And what happens after you've experienced the great comfort of a great bed? Intimacy. You have a fantastic intimate night. Thanks to the pillow and the sheets and the mattress, it's like, wow. And then again, the thought comes, why can't I have this at home? You can. My gosh, you can. Thanks to MyPillow. MyPillow is offering premium MyPillows for a much lower price than ever. I know you've looked at the MyPillow. I know you've priced them. You thought, that's a little too much for me. That's a little expensive. But if you want the experience of being in a luxury hotel every time you get in your bed at home, you want the MyPillow products. Well, now you can get a queen size premium MyPillow for ready, $29.98. It's regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. The king size pillows are only $5 more. Why are they doing this? Because I said you have to give my listeners something special. I said to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team, I said, you want to be on Sterling on Sunday? Well, here's what has to happen. We need to see deep discounting on your products. Deep discounting. Deep discounting. Well, now you can get a queen size premium MyPillow for $29.98. They're usually $69.98. That is a $40 savings. Now, if you want a king-size pillow, you're a little bigger than most, or you want the true luxury of being engulfed with a great-feeling pillow, the king-size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners and use promo code Walter. Use promo code Walter, and you will get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Chippa's Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Go to MyPillow.com, do it, and look at all of the incredible products there. And remember that when you put my name in the promo box, Walter, you will get deep discounts, discounts they have never offered before, because I said, you want to be on this show? You want to have the blessing of being on Sterling on Sunday? MyPillow guys, you have to give my listeners deep discounts, and they have. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, and you will get deep discounts on the amazing MyPillow products. Dennis, in Havertown, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I know you. Now, you were talking about this Whitey guy last week, and you got to stop talking about him, because I can do what he does. I mean, I'm not going to give you any examples, but I'm starting to get annoyed as you've seen the praises of this guy who, you know, it's just fake singing or, I don't know, it's just, this is starting to annoy me.
You know what he does?
Stop talking about
him. All right, Dennis, you know what he does? He bounces up.
Well, you were explaining how it's like he'll not exactly lip syncs it, but he's, and he's a handsome fella and all that, and it's just like, and he does, and he gets a lot of hits on, you know, social media and all that. But I mean, come on, stop! I can, yeah.
Where,
I don't know.
Dennis, where yes. are you? Where are you driving?
Oh, I'm not driving. I'm sitting out on my deck.
What he does. Is he
yes.
has no skills. He can't sing.
Yes.
He can't sing. He isn't dancing. All he does is mouth to these songs. But what's stunning are the songs that he is. Were you just eaten by a lion? It sounds like you're being eaten by a lion. What's stunning?
There's cars riding by.
All right. What's stunning are the songs that he chose to mouth to. These aren't cool 21-year-old songs. These are songs that 50-year-olds have. Now, Dennis, I appreciate your patience with me, and therefore, I have a gift for you. Would you like your gift?
Oh, yes.
All right. So my buddies there are going to put you on hold, get your address, and we are going to send you a copy of Mike Lindell's book. The great Mike Lindell, the creator of the My Pillow. Every person who calls tonight is going to get a copy of his book, and you are the first caller. Thank you very much for your call, Dennis. Thank you. My number is 888-688-WALT. I would have talked to him longer, but I can't feel as though I'm in a toll plaza. It was like being in a toll plaza with Dennis. And the great thing is, in the Northeast at least, and maybe in other parts of the world, but parts of the world that aren't that important, is they have they've gotten rid of the toll plazas. Now they have the scanners. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I find it amazing, stunning, that this kid, Whitey 18, who is, that's his last name, who's not 18, he's 21, he mouths along, he doesn't even lip sync, he mouths along to these adult contemporary songs that appeal to 45-year-old woman that are not on the radio. I don't understand why what they call classic rock, is on the radio. It's been on the radio ever since these songs were current. That's not a problem. But the songs that appeal to a woman who's 45, that's forbidden. That's not okay. But the songs that appeal to a 45-year-old man, that's good. That's all rugged and terrific and fantastic. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get it. You know who's going to be with us tonight? Robert Clotworthy. You know who Robert Clotworthy is? Oh, my God. Robert is the narrator for the Ancient Alien shows. And let me just type something here. He's the narrator for the Ancient Alien shows. And more importantly, he's the narrator of The Curse of Oak Island. And I'm going to ask him, you know, if they ever find gold on Oak Island, your career's over. You're done. Here's the stupidest thing anybody ever said. Where is it?
Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are.
Yeah, let's start that again. Let's start that again. Here, listen to this.
In some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them.
Yeah, those people who live in rural communities, they spend their day doing moonshine. They're just doing moonshine. They spend their day sorting out different colors of corn. They spend their day cutting up fruit and giving it to animals and to the deer, and then they shoot the deer and eat it. Oh, my gosh. This moron.
In some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them.
Are you kidding me? She actually doesn't believe that people in rural communities have access to photocopiers. They don't have a printer in their home. They're not near a CVS or Rite Aid. They're not near a public library. They're not near a school. They're not near anything that would have a photocopier. I just had to share that with you because I do not want to discuss politics, but I wanted you to hear stupid. Thomas in Jasper, Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. You know, it's really good to hear from you and Florida. You know, we feature Florida Stories, hosted by James Parker, where he pulls the most insane stories out of Florida and shares it with you each week. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard the Florida man and all the crazy stories about the Florida people out here.
He's gonna do another one for you at 50 minutes past the hour. I hope you get to hear it. How may I be of service to you tonight? How may I be of service to you?
So, Walter, just calling. I just wanted your opinion on the crisis of everyone being so short-handed at businesses. It's just, I'm a recruiter for a prison, and we can't get anyone to work, and it's unsafe right now, and it's no one wants to work because they get paid to stay home.
Your prison is understaffed?
No, yes, sir. Very bad.
And how dangerous does that make it for the inmates and for you?
Yeah, it's dangerous for both staff and inmates. There's, you know, extortion and stabbing for the inmates. Staff assaults are up. It's an epidemic in Florida and throughout the country.
Are your prisons air conditioned?
No, not mine. However, some of the newer ones built after approximately 2011 are.
I figure the most important thing I can do for a gentleman in prison or a woman in prison is to load up their commissary accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that most people in prison are there because they had lousy defense attorneys, that they had public defenders who were overbooked, unskilled, didn't do their job. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that contributes to some of it, but a lot of them deserve to be where they're at. There's some people that did have poor defense that could have probably had less time for the crimes they committed, I guess.
Anybody there on a drug offense should be released tonight. Anybody there who borrowed a car should be released tonight. Anybody who's there on a nonviolent crime should be released tonight. Because, frankly, I don't believe that they were given the proper defense. Anybody who had a knife or a gun, or who raped, they can stay there the rest of their lives.
I agree on that second part with you strongly.
All right, now, you're a good guy, and I really appreciate you calling, Thomas. Therefore, hold on. We're going to get your address and send you a copy of Mike Lindell's book. That's the guy who invented the MyPillow. Mike Lindell is the new sponsor on Sterling on Sunday. I am so proud of it. I can't begin to tell you. So thank you for your call. The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Coming up, we have James Parker, the creator of Florida Stores, who will share with us his review of Coke Coffee. Have you heard about Coke Coffee? Coke Coffee, the hot new drink or the cold new drink, but it definitely takes us on a new trend that only Sterling on Sunday is going to cover. Plus, we have Drive-Thru Brew, the usual edition with a side hustle of, why can't I remember it, the mall thing. The mall things considered. Yeah, mall things considered, that. And you at 888-688-WALT. That's your phone number, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. That persistent, obtrusive hot dome of high pressure continues out west. It's centered near Las Vegas and continues to bring some of the hottest record-breaking temperatures, but it shows some signs of weakening by about midweek. In the meantime, 113 in Las Vegas tomorrow, 114 in Redding, California, 93 in Denver, 90 in Billings, Montana, and to make matters worse, it never really cools off at night. Temperatures fall only a few degrees, remaining in the upper 80s or lower 90s in the desert southwest. Sacramento saw 107 degrees today, but by Thursday, we'll see highs only in the upper 80s, so some relief is on the way. That's good news for firefighters as well, as they struggle to fight the largest wildfire of the year out in California. It's along the Nevada border. Let's wish them well and Godspeed. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Everybody's very excited and a little bit sweaty. The opportunity to actually speak with James Parker without any special production for Florida Stories is rare. But he had breaking news. It seems that James Parker has done a review, a personal taste testing of Coke Coffee. Coke Coffee. How was this experience for you, James?
It has been the worst experience with a mass-produced drink combination in my entire life.
That's saying something.
Well, it's very deceptive because you think Coke Coffee is going to be like, I don't know, like a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts, you know, how they have their own little coffee brand and Monster has its coffee out there. You think it's just going to be another coffee, but it really is. It's literally Coke, Coca-Cola mixed with coffee, and it's nasty.
Did you include any creamer or milk or sugar with it? Are you supposed to drink it straight?
You're supposed to drink it just like that out of the can. They have different varieties with different flavors. This is awful, and me and the wife can't stop talking about it because this is something that Coke chose to make, and they have focus groups, and they have some middle manager that it was his idea. He had a pitch at some meeting, and everyone bought it.
And so, you know, Coke experiments with flavors around the country. For example, there's Orange Coke. We all know about Cherry Coke, but there's also Orange Coke. And that just frightens me.
Yeah.
That just frightens me.
It is. I'm a little more open-minded than the average Coke enthusiast because out in the boondocks where I'm from, old guys will put peanuts in a Coke, and that sounds disgusting, but when you drink it, it's okay. Like, you can see why people would like that. Coke and coffee is awful. It's like, what other drinks were on the development list that didn't make the cut? Where someone else trying to pitch Coke and pond water, or maybe Coke and the blue stuff they put combs in at the barbershop.
James, what are you speaking to me on?
I'm just amazed that a company like Coca-Cola could put out a product so bad. It's one of the emperor has no clothes. In the steps of production, anyone in the chain say, you know what, this tastes kind of awful.
What did you, what does the package look like?
The package looks like regular Coke, and then it has a little bit of extra decoration at the top where it lets you know that it's a coffee, and then whatever the variety is. So there was like a vanilla, and there was like a regular. And I didn't remember them all because it was actually my wife that bought it. But she tasted it. She said it was awful. And then we do that weird human thing where they say, "Ooh, this is awful. Why don't you try this?" And then the first thing I did was I tried it because I'm an idiot. We all do it. But
now you realize you're the victim of being in a test market. You realize that?
No, I don't. I think the entire world is just like what's happening in front of my face. I'm oblivious to the fact that I'm a guinea pig.
Yeah. Now, what are you talking to me on? Are you talking to me on a like a flip phone?
Oh, no, I'm on an iPhone XR.
And are we on a speaker?
No, we're on the headset.
Because there must be an extra control on that phone that says kazoo. You're coming across as though you're playing a kazoo.
That is unfortunate, because I'm saying some really brilliant stuff here.
Oh, no, well, I hear it. It's all coming through the kazoo filter. Now, however, I have been the victim of being in test markets myself. For example, when I went to school in Syracuse, which was market number 50 at the time, they test marketed stuff there a lot. One of the big that they did were oven bags, where you'd put a roast turkey inside this brown bag. You'd put the whole pan and the roast turkey inside the brown bag, and you put it into the oven, and you'll never guess what happened.
What, did they pop or something?
No. No need for that. At least four homes burned to the ground. And then there was a thing called Master Blend Coffee, which was a 50-50 mix of the two worst things ever made, instant coffee and freeze-dried coffee.
Jesus.
Right. I think you're the victim of being in a test market.
I hope it fails. Never has Coke got this wrong since New Coke. That might be their only bigger mistake. Because it's like, I know it sounds nasty, Coca-Cola mixed with coffee, but it actually tastes 10 times worse than it sounds. This is awful.
Well, James Parker, thank you very much for your opinion. I think it's time for Florida Stories.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Tampa, where in 2007, a University of Tampa student had a little too much to drink at a party, was walking home to her dorm. Some guy noticed she was stumbling and incoherent, took her back to her dorm room, and had his way with her against her will. Fast forward to 2018, and the state of Florida starts one of the nation's first state genealogy databases where you can submit a DNA sample to the state, and they'll run it through databases to see if you have any missing cousins or John Does that are related to you or putting families together. After a couple years of that in 2020, they had all these DNA samples. They're like, let's start running it through some of these evidence databases, and they got a match to the girl who was raped in 2007. Turns out the guy is now 44 years old, living in West Virginia, so they go up there. They take another DNA sample from him. It's a 1 in a 700 billion match. And a 14-year-old rape cold case got solved. I mean, there's no joke here other than, I mean, the guy's incredibly stupid. You know you've raped somebody. Why would you submit your own DNA to a state database? But whatever, I'm glad he got caught. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Rockland Key. It's down in the Florida Keys. And a Florida man has been arrested for having a cockfighting operation. Yes, they still do that. Not just in the rural backwaters of Cambodia, but also in Florida. Over 300 cocks were found. They have all kinds of sparring equipment, spurs and blades, and the combs are all trimmed. It's just weird. Some people play golf. Some people play Minecraft. Some people make very angry chickens fight each other to the death. Okay.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Orlando, Florida. 45-year-old Florida man has been a baseball coach in the Little Leagues for years, beloved by his players, by the parents. And then the worst thing you could imagine happened, he gets busted with hundreds of images and messages of child porn. And just for you, you sick Florida bastard, we got a new piece of equipment here on Florida Stories. It's the Petto Wood Chipper 3000. In you go. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, coming up in just seconds, the usual edition with a special side hustle called Mall Things Considered. This is a big, giant radio show. Now, I am so honored by the fact that Mike Lindell, the creator of the MyPillow, has decided to become a Midnight Misfit on Sterling on Sunday. I am just so delighted. And when the MyPillow company came to us and said, we'd like to be part of Sterling on Sunday, and Mike Doucette said, we want to be part of Sterling on Sunday, I'm like, okay, but you have to come up with deeper discounts than you have for any other show or for those TV commercials, and that is what they have delivered. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. A very sad day in my life. The loss of my favorite dog. You knew him as Mr. Toots, but his name was Bolo. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I know you. I know that you have looked at the MyPillow pillows and the MyPillow dream sheets and the MyPillow towels. I know you've looked at them and you've gone, that's a couple bucks too expensive for me. I don't know if I need it right now. Think about the last time you were in a great bed. That's not your bed. Think about the last time you were in a great bed and it was like, whoa, this is amazing. Maybe you were in a 5-star hotel or maybe you were at your rich friend's summer house, but you had the experience of being in a truly fantastic bed. And you thought, I would like this to be my bed. Now you can afford it. Now you can. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. You got that. That's like a dinner at a diner. $29.98. And it lasts forever. It's usually $69.98. That dinner at the diner doesn't last forever. $29.98 for a premium queen-size MyPillow. That's a $40 savings, and the king-size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code WALTER. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow towel sets, or call 800-844-1 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter. That's 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter. And coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you about a new product from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, claim your discounts.
Where you're hearing things,
where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
I want to talk to you. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Keith Mortensen driving across Route 80. All of your colleagues in their 18-wheelers going across Route 80, congratulations. You provide a service that is so incredibly important. I enjoy talking to truck drivers. There's nothing greater. And any truck driver who calls in tonight will get a copy of Mike Lindell's book. That's right. The MyPillow guy, I will send you a free copy of his book because his life is so incredible. One of the great challenges of our culture is, you know, when you get in trouble, when things don't go with the way they're supposed to go, many people, maybe you, turn to the wrong things. You get drunk, you do drugs, you leave your spouse, you're not a great dad. And to turn around a life and make it productive is the greatest story. It's the most seductive, inspiring story. And that's what Mike Lindell did. And in a couple of weeks, I hope to have Mike on because I want to hear his story from him. And I don't give a crap about his politics. What I care about is how do you build a business on a pillow? There's nothing harder. This is always minimized. There is nothing harder than to start and grow and sustain a business in the United States. Everybody talks about, well, you know, it's a land of chance. It's a land of opportunity. Well, that's all true. Good luck. Because 95% of investments made by professional venture capitalists, those guys in the good suits with the skinny $400 ties and the $400 shoes who went to Wharton and got an MBA, 95% of the investments they make fail. Those fancy venture capitalists, most of their investments fail. Over half of the startups of a small business will fail, not because it was a bad idea, not because the owner didn't try hard or work hard, but because. So what Lindell did is he started making custom pillows to his own specs. He wanted it cool and not fluffy. He didn't want it to be flat. The hardest thing at 3 in the morning, you're lying there and the pillow's flat and hot. That, to me, is the worst thing. And then, you know, Dr. Oz, on his wacky TV show, on his vitamin show, Dr. Oz says the most important thing to getting to sleep is to get the room cold enough, because we're hibernating animals. And if the room is too hot, you're not going to fall asleep. My current wife and I, we make that room about 50 degrees, and we sleep great, but we sleep great because it's like 50 degrees. The MyPillow stays cool, holds its shape, and we just put on the MyPillow mattress topper, which again keeps it cool. And that's so important. That makes it so comfortable. I hope you when you call in, I'm going to give you a copy of Mike Lindell's book as a gift because you've been a misfit for a long time. But the products at the MyPillow website, you put in the promo code Walter. Put in the promo code Walter, and you'll get deep discounts that are not available anywhere else. Not any of those sleazy shows. Don't participate in those sleazy shows. Mike in St. Louis, listening on KMOX. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. How are you?
Great. Hey, Walt. I'm a senior. I'll be turning 65 in about another month. And last week you were talking about solitude, and I'm divorced, and my wife was an addict and gambleaholic, and I just crave solitude now. I got a girlfriend now. She's a great, great person, but I would rather stay in my shop and play around with my projects. I don't know what the deal is. Can you help me out?
I lust to be alone. My mistress is solitude. And our culture says that you're a bad person to want to be alone. You're supposed
really?
To want to... I don't want to go to a barbecue. I don't want to hang out with the family. I can't think of anything worse than hanging out with my in-laws. And what always confuses me, and maybe you too, Mike, is that they're just fine people. There's nothing wrong with them. And I'm sitting there going, why is it that I don't want to be with them? And what is it? I think part of it is that when I'm alone, no one's going to tell me to pick up my socks. When I'm alone, no one's going to tell me to pick up the towel or to unload the dishwasher. When I'm alone, I get to do things in the order in which I want to do them. And when I'm alone, that's when I'm creative. I'm not going to come up with great ideas for this radio show if I'm hanging around with 10 people who want to make a burger.
I barely seldom listen to the radio, but you're one of my favorites. And when I'm working on a project, I often turn the radio on, off, so I can concentrate. And I don't know, I get chastised for not, I hate bars. She wants to go to bars and be social and meet, you know, no thanks. I mean, it's not all the people are bad, but some are annoying and some are dumb. And I'm sorry, I'd rather be alone.
Mike, you stay out of bars. You have no need to go into a bar. How old are you? You're over 19? There's no need for you to go into a bar.
Well, she loves bars because she wants to talk to people and be social. And she doesn't ask much. She only wants to go for an hour, hour and a half, which I guess ain't much. But I have no desire.
Well, so you let her go. Now, listen, Mike, you're a good guy. You're a midnight misfit. I appreciate that. I want you to hold on. We're going to, excuse me, we're going to get your address, and we're going to send you a copy of Mike Lindell's book. It's a great autobiography. We're going to have Mike Lindell send you his book, okay? Thank you very much for the call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We have so much to do tonight. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk to Mike Harrison. Mike Harrison is one of the great thinkers of American media, and I have deep and probing questions for him about metaphysics. Now, I have said to Mike on the air, I don't know what metaphysics is, and he's yelled at me. Rather than embracing my ignorance, he has actually yelled at me on the air. What do you mean you don't know what metaphysics is? I will probably say that to him again, and I'll probably get the same response. And then, at about a quarter past the hour, you and I are going to talk to Robert Clotworthy, who is the narrator of the Ancient Aliens TV show and the Oak Island TV show. And as I've said to him, you know, if they ever find gold on Oak Island, your career is over. And if the aliens ever do land, your career is over. Therefore, he's great to talk to. He has great stories about those shows. And you, your number is 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight will get a copy of the great Mike Lindell's book. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave in a typical week of July weather ahead in the U.S. with a couple of highlights. Tropical Storm Elsa has exited the weather picture well out in the Atlantic Ocean, but it has left behind a very humid air mass in its wake. Because of this, we'll see mostly diurnal showers and thunderstorms, meaning that they'll occur in the afternoon and evening, along with when the sun has some daytime heating to give the atmosphere a little more instability. That's going to happen across most of the eastern part of the country. And the good news is that the tropics are very quiet this week, so no tropical systems developing for the next week or so. Some cooler air moves into New England. Portland, Maine will see a high temperature of 69 degrees tomorrow in the rain. Burlington, Vermont will see 78 degrees on Tuesday, again with some possibility of heavy showers. New York City in the mid-80s on Wednesday with some afternoon thunderstorms. Elsewhere, Kansas City sunny and 90 degrees on Tuesday. Dallas will be hot and sunny with 94. Thunderstorms in Atlanta, Georgia with 87 on Tuesday, and we'll take a look out west where it's still blazing hot later in the hour. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Walter M. Sterling, 8 minutes past the hour. 8 minutes past the hour. Coming up, we have Robert Clotworthy, who's the narrator of the ancient Alien TV show, the shows you're obsessed with, and The Curse of Oak Island. I don't know why whenever there's gold on TV, it's always cursed, but that's just a fact. Michael Harrison is one of the rarest people in American radio. He's a great thinker. There are eight great thinkers in American radio. I have found Michael Harrison. He's one of them. He invented a format, and he has created a very important publication, the Bible of talk media, called Talkers. And you can see it anytime you'd like. It's at talkers.com. Learn about your favorite talk show hosts, about how the industry works. It's written and prepared and put together by Michael Harrison. And here's Michael Harrison now. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Walter. It's great to be on your program. And I again congratulate you on having one of the most original and compelling programs in all of talk radio.
You're a kind and decent man. I wanted to talk to you about something that's not talked about much, which is metaphysics, about the phenomena of metaphysics and time travel and the theories. And the truth is that when you talk about metaphysics, string theory, time travel, black holes, the fact is nobody knows. There are many theories, there are many complex theories, and then they contradict each other, and the scientists start again. But I have, like you, like most of us, I have always been fascinated ever since I saw the movie when I was 9 years old called The Time Machine. I have been fascinated by, wait a minute, could there be a time machine? Is that possible? And I would think that at this point in my life, if there was a time machine, if there was time travel, I would have seen evidence of it. Have you ever thought about that?
Think about it all the time. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I buried a time capsule in my backyard with a message to the people in the future. We're talking when I was, you know, maybe 8 years old, and had the message that they could trust me because I'm a very, very solid, intelligent citizen, and they should come back. And I gave them the coordinates, and I sat there, and nothing happened. And that was that was my first encounter with the limitations that mere mortals have in wrapping their brains around time travel. But there could be. I was also very impressed by that movie, The Time Machine, and the idea of getting into a machine, into a vehicle, and being able to set a date either in the past or the future is tremendously compelling. But it's very hard to do, although we can on an easier level to understand, travel into the future than we can the more difficult thing to wrap our brains around, travel into the past.
I also have always suspected the conspiracy, which is that it has been invented 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, and the people who invented it said, this is really dangerous. We're not going to tell anybody that we invented this.
There are the various paradoxes, the grandfather paradox. You know, if you go back in time and you kill your grandfather before he meets your grandmother, will you be killing yourself? But then again, how did you get to go back in time to begin with if you had already been killed? One of the answers scientifically is that in a quantum multi-dimensional multiverse, that every time you make a decision or every time you change something, if you go back in the past and change it, you prevent JFK from getting killed or something of that nature, that you actually start a new timeline, and that there are multiple timelines going on if, in fact, there were people going in the past. Science fiction has dealt with this. I mean, I would assume almost everybody listening to this broadcast is a fan of, or at least experienced with, Star Trek. Star Trek has dealt extensively with time travel, and they even have divisions of the government set up to prevent people from breaking the cardinal rules of time travel, that you cannot affect things in the past, et cetera, et cetera. So these are conundrums and paradoxes and questions that people have been pondering for years, and has shown up in many of the really cool science fiction concepts that we've had, from books by H.G. Wells, as we talked about, The Time Machine, Jules Verne, people of that nature, and more modern stuff like Star Trek.
One of the interesting things that Star Trek did raise when it did their time travel episodes was that no matter what you do in a timeline, ultimately JFK is going to get shot. No matter what you do, all of those major events are going to happen anyway.
Yeah, there's that philosophy or theory. They're all theories. There's that theory that you can't change it, that you can change little details, but you can't change the big things, that they're going to happen no matter what. All of this, of course, is speculation. And it's interesting, going back to the beginning of the conversation, you mentioned the word metaphysics and that not everybody can have answers for that. Not everybody has answers for physics either, for the more mainstream establishment physics. Everything that we talk about, whether it's relativity, whether we talk about the Big Bang, quite often scientists get arrogant and they forget to put the word theory in there, that it's all theory. The theory of relativity, the theory of quantum mechanics, the theory of the Big Bang, and on and on. Those are theories. Metaphysics means basically the area of physics that are outside that which has established theories, that are where you can create predictable experiments and foresee outcomes and develop technology based upon these things. The metaphysics still has to have a connection to scientific process. When you go beyond that, it becomes either fantasy, fiction, silliness, it's supernatural as opposed to metaphysics. I just want to clear that up, because a lot of people think in the name of metaphysics they can get away with anything, and it's not true. Some things are just, pure hokum.
Yes, some things are pure hokum. Now let's go to topic B on Sterling on Sunday. You are an expert, in fact, an expert on talk radio. And I would appreciate it if you would just share your thoughts about any trends you see in the next 3 or 4 years on talk radio stations.
Well, certainly the one question I'm always asked is, what's going to happen next year when New Year's comes, or when a major story runs out, such as Trump losing the election, a new president, what's going to happen? And my first answer always is, and this is based on years, decades of following talk radio, the unexpected is always the biggest story. That what's going to happen is going to be something that we do not expect. For example, the pandemic. The pandemic has been the number one story for 2 years. Now, you're asking me the question, what are we going to be talking about on talk radio, or what's going to be talk radio's role? They're intrinsically related. And because I have a time machine and I'm able to go forward for 4 or 5 years, I have all the answers for you here, at least on this timeline. Talk radio is going to remain a major form of whatever is left of the essence of the term radio, because I think it's more important to try to figure out what's going to happen to radio than what's going to happen to talk radio, because talk radio, in my opinion, and that includes not just political talk radio, but sports talk radio, advice talk radio, how-to talk radio, and general variety talk radio, such as what you do. It depends on how we view radio, because it is ultimately a business, and how the radio industry operates, and much of that is due to changing technology and changing generations. You know, new people are born, old people die. That's going to be what determines what goes on the radio. What we talk about, I don't think we're ever going to run out of things to talk about, and I don't think the world is going to remain static. I don't think we could say, well, based on what's going on now, the trends for the future indicate, blah, blah, blah. Something always happens that makes all of our expectations seem quaint and obsolete by the time we get there. And that, Walter, is what makes this an exciting industry.
The most exciting. Michael Harrison, the publisher, editor-in-chief of Talkers. Go to talkers.com and see what he does and learn about the medium that you enjoy. I appreciate you being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much, Michael. It's 17 past the hour. It's a three-hour giant radio show. Coming up in just seconds, Robert Cloutworthy, who's the narrator for the Ancient Alien show on the History Channel. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. A very sad day in my life. The loss of my favorite dog. You knew him as Mr. Toots, but his name was Bolo. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
MyPillow.com brings premium bedding products to your home. It'll feel like a five-star hotel. That feeling you get when you get into a fantastic bed. You know, one of those with the great mattress topper and the pillowcases and all of that. Now you can get it for the right price. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, which is regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. And the king-size pillows are only $5 more. But I have to tell you about a new product for MyPillow. I have lousy feet. I have flat feet. And I cannot walk around the house in bare feet. The doctor says, don't even think about it. But I've never found a comfortable pair of slippers. My slippers, anytime I buy them, they fall apart in about an hour and a half. Finally, slippers and moccasins that are made right and made comfortably from MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, you will get deep discounts on all of their products, including their new line of slippers. And their new line of slippers isn't one size fit all the way, you know, it get at a cheap store. No, they have specific sizes for you and me. And believe me, fitting me with slippers is no easy task. I was thrilled when I put on these slippers. It's like, listen carefully. It's like, I'll do it again. That's what you feel with a pair of My Pillow slippers. New product, terrific product, well made. Enter the promo code Walter and enjoy discounts. Promo code Walter when you go to the Radio Listener's Square at MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors is going to take the shaving experience for you to a whole different level, as it did for me. It takes shaving into the fourth dimension. Harry's blades are so unique. They're made in their own factory. It's not something they farm out. They make it in their own Harry's factory. What I was amazed at is that for me, it did not nick. It did not pull. It was the smoothest razor I have ever experienced. But then for me, again, what I find the best part of the Harry's razor experience is Harry's shaving cream. It goes on as a gel. It turns into a cream. It has the most remarkable scent and aroma. It's like, wow, this is what it was meant to be. Smooth, smooth razors, incredible shaving cream, and an ergonomic handle designed to not slip in the shower. Please go to harrys.com, get the information. They have a special deal there just for you. harrys.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up in just seconds. The usual edition, plus Mall Things Considered, plus the drive-through brew. All of this for you. And now, Robert Clotworthy. Robert, thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. Big honor for me.
Well, ancient astronaut theorists say hello.
Now,
and they say thank you. How are you doing, Walter?
I have to do the party trick. Would you please say, ancient alien theorists say, Sterling on Sunday, no.
Ancient astronaut theorists say, Sterling on Sunday.
Fantastic. How many times have the ancient alien theorists said no?
I've actually counted. I think it's like 6 or 7 times. Generally, they say yes. I think one time they said maybe. And the first time that they said no, I had to stop the session because I thought it was a typo.
Right.
You get muscle memory when you're speaking. And I usually say ancient astronaut theorists say yes. And I said the word no just would not come out.
As the narrator for Ancient Alien Theorist, Ancient Aliens, what I find interesting is you are so embedded in that show, you attend the conventions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love coming to the conventions and meeting with the fans of the show. It's exciting, and it's a ton of fun. I'm a people person anyway, so it's a lot of fun. I look at myself almost as comic relief to a certain extent, because obviously I'm not a theorist, but I like to entertain, and people have picked up on my, I guess, the words that I say, and it's kind of a catchphrase, so it's kind of cool. It's a lot of fun.
Now, I will not ask you the question, which of the theories do you listen to and go, are you out of your mind? I won't ask you that.
One that I thought was really a stretch was the show we did on Bigfoot.
Yeah, they were stretching.
That one I thought, really? Okay.
Which of the theories have you narrated and went, that, you know, that's really possible?
Well, you know, it's funny because I guess my favorite episode that we've done was about the moon. I found the moon to be fascinating. And then, as luck would have it, at one of these conventions, I met a lady who actually worked at NASA, and she told me a story about what happened, you know, what she experienced as part of the NASA team during a moon launch, and it really opened my eyes to what's out there. If I was a skeptic before, I certainly am not a skeptic now.
Well, what did she say?
This was, I guess, Apollo, I guess it was like the final mission. And Ron Evans, who was the shuttle pilot, or not shuttle pilot, the command module pilot, when he was circling the moon, he was followed by some type of an alien craft for 4.5 orbits. And this is a guy who's, you know, a Marine Corps fighter pilot, not easily rattled. And she listened in on the conversation. She spoke to him personally because she was on the support ship that picked up the capsule when it landed, and spoke to him about it. And, you know, it's not like she heard a story that somebody else heard a story. No, she was part of the conversation. And she was first person, you know, she was a witness to it. And I could not deny that. I ended up getting her on the show, as a matter of fact, and she told a little bit about that story.
Now, about the curse of Oak Island, it seems that all gold on television is cursed. The curse of Civil War gold, the curse of Nazi gold, it's all cursed gold. I had a theory, which was that the gold was found before the show went into production, so that the producer would know the end.
Well, we certainly struck gold when the late great Kevin Burns met with Rick and Marty Lagina and decided to develop this into a show because the fans really love it. But I got to tell you, these guys are legitimate. They really are trying to find something there. So it's.
But they haven't made any...
There's a bunch of gold they're sitting there, they're waiting to reveal.
But they really didn't, this is very embarrassing, they really didn't make progress till the British guy came over with a metal detector. Now
Gary Drayton, everybody loves Gary Drayton. Drayton is amazing. If there's anything there, he finds it. It's unreal.
Yes, he finds it, but the $100,000 bulldozer does not. I find that disturbing.
That's the way the search for treasure is. You plan and you expect, and then it works out completely differently. And you got to get Gary Drayton. Gary Drayton has got the Midas touch. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And you, you're going to start a new season. Have you started to narrate
yes.
the new season?
Not yet. They're up there shooting. I know that they've ordered, 25 episodes this season. Last season was very interesting. Obviously, with the pandemic, it was we were on the bubble as to whether we were actually going to be able to do a show or not. And I'm pleasantly surprised at how successful the show was last season, considering the, the restrictions that were imposed on what we could and couldn't do. And this season, I think, is going to be really fascinating because they've got some really big plans, some really exciting stuff they're going to do. I don't know what they found or not found at all, but I know they're up there, and I should probably go into the studio and start recording sometime in the next, I'm going to say, month or so.
Robert Cloutworthy, you are a great friend. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. He narrates at least two series on the History Channel, The Curse of Oak Island and Ancient Aliens. These are my favorite shows. They're your favorite shows, too, but I admit it. And I thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. Isn't it great? He's such a good guest, and he says such cool stuff. I'll have him on again soon. 888-688-WALT. You and I can stay in touch at all times. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And this is the inaugural broadcast of Michael Doucette's brilliant work, where you and I get to participate in the MyPillow company. They are part of one of our partners on Sterling on Sunday. You go to MyPillow.com, you put in the promo code Walter, and you will get discounts on the products you've always wanted to try. And you're like, it might be a little too expensive. You put in the promo code Walter at MyPillow.com, and you know what you're going to get? You're going to get the discounts you deserve. Because I made it very clear to them that we needed major discounts. This is a big network show. All right, 3 hours every Sunday night, live. Yes, 3 hours live every Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. That persistent, obtrusive, hot dome of high pressure continues out west. It's centered near Las Vegas and continues to bring some of the hottest record-breaking temperatures, but it shows some signs of weakening by about midweek. In the meantime, 113 in Las Vegas tomorrow, 114 in Redding, California, 93 in Denver, 90 in Billings, Montana. And to make matters worse, it never really cools off at night. Temperatures fall only a few degrees, remaining in the upper 80s or lower 90s in the desert southwest. Sacramento saw 107 degrees today, but by Thursday, we'll see highs only in the upper 80s, so some relief is on the way. That's good news for firefighters as well, as they struggle to fight the largest wildfire of the year out in California. It's along the Nevada border. Let's wish them well and Godspeed. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we got to go back to Ocala. You remember the lady I told you about to trash the Outback Steakhouse last week? Well, we found out who she is. Oh, you don't remember? Okay, just to reset here. Hear this audio? Some woman got butt naked, went into an Outback Steakhouse, obviously drunk, got up on the bar and started throwing bottles and breaking them all over the place. That's what this is. Well, we found out who she was this week. She's actually the ex-wife of the fire chief. And she had been in trouble for domestic violence. She'd been beating the guy up, I guess. And so there was a court judgment, an injunction against her. But it turns out the ex-husband isn't such a peach either. He's a fire chief with the Ocala Fire Department. And he has been terminated himself, fired for creating an uncomfortable work environment. He's cited for unprofessional conduct on several occasions. He keeps trying to get some people fired so he can get their jobs, like a city manager, from what I read in the report. All this allegedly, reportedly, whatever. Wow, so they're both antisocial psychos. I can't believe their marriage didn't work out. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our last Florida story, we're going to go back to Tampa, where I have a little bit of skepticism here at the Florida Aquarium. They will sell you paintings made by an octopus. And that sounds amazing. Parker, how can you not be amazed by that? Well, when you see the video, it's trash. They don't hand the octopus a paintbrush and he dips it into paint and then puts it on a canvas. They don't even put the paint on the brush and hands the octopus and let him slop it around. A human being picks up the octopus, slobbers paint all over its nasty little tentacles, and then when the suction cups drag it across the canvas, they pick it up, dry it off, and they sell it to you. And it doesn't even look good. This is like a scam. People buy this stuff. And you know what? The octopus doesn't even get to keep the money. This is like octopi slavery. Yes, Florida story, exposing the seedy underbelly of octopi slavery. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We are live on a Sunday night. Nothing else is live on a Sunday night. That is the key selling point of Sterling on Sunday. It's why this radio station airs Sterling on Sunday. Did you hear it was 115 degrees today in Las Vegas, home of KXNT? Can you believe 115 degrees? That's crazy talk. Jolene and Marcus, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking our call. My husband and I are team truck drivers, and we're driving through the Mojave Desert right now. And it is 112 degrees.
Tell me about the sky.
It is, we got Venus and the moon and some lightning.
Yeah, a little bit of some smoke maybe from the fire.
Yeah, a little bit of fire smoke, a little bit of blue sky. It's almost getting dark. We can see the moon and Venus.
Is there anything... Is there anything around you? Is there anything around you, or is it just desert?
Well, it's all desert, and we're going to this place called the Oasis right now in case we lose our signal, which is a couple of palm trees, and it's like a biker truck stop kind of place where the bikers go.
What type of truck do you drive? What type of truck do you drive?
Well, it's a Peterbilt.
We do refrigerated produce back and forth, both Jolene and I. From North Carolina, where we're sitting, and we go over to California and pick up produce and go back to North Carolina.
So it's a 14. It's an 18-wheeler, right?
That's correct.
And do you own it?
No, we work for a really good company that's been around since the 50s over there in Mayberry, North Carolina, home of the TV show Mayberry.
Well, if it's a really good company, would you tell me the name of the company?
We work for Cook Trucking in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
What are you hauling today?
We're hauling glass to Fontana, California, glassware. Right now, we normally haul furniture. Yeah, dishes. But normally, we haul furniture that's made there in North Carolina, and we take it over to L.A. area, and then we head up north, up towards into the valley up there by Sacramento area, and pick up produce and head back to North Carolina. Are you there?
Oh no.
Do you love your job? Do you love your job?
Yeah, we do. We've been doing this. We're coming up on 10 years together as a husband and wife, and we do like it. And we enjoy it a lot. We are getting to the point where we're about ready to retire. We've put lots of money away for and bought a few houses in our neighborhood, and so we're working on retiring eventually. But we do enjoy it. We enjoy working with each other and have a great time.
So you feel it has helped your marriage?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're best friends. We've been married for over 16 years now. And and we met in Lake Tahoe, California, and yeah, we're best friends.
Do does your truck have one of those sleeper compartments?
Yes, it does, but the dogs are back there right now.
Yes, it is. It's a big sleeper truck. Yeah.
How many dogs?
Two.
Well, you know, as a kid, I was always mesmerized by those trucks. I always wanted to see the sleeper compartment. To this day, I have not seen the sleeper compartment. Is it comfortable? Is it good for sleeping?
It's pretty comfortable. It's a bunk, basically. We have a large double bed on the bottom bunk and a single up on top. And we can text you some pictures of it and the dogs.
I insist you text me some pictures of it, and I will post it on Facebook as soon as they let me back on. Hold on, please. I'm going to send you a copy of the great Mike Lindell's book. You're going to get my phone number where you can text me, and I thank you very, very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I want to talk to truckers. I am fascinated by the industry. I think it's incredibly important and incredibly undervalued. And I thank Jolene and Marcus for calling in from their 18-wheeler. Don't we have the best show? You look out over the skies right now where you're driving, and you know that Jolene and Marcus are looking at the same sky on a magnificent night. Let's you and I talk, 888-688-WALT. And remember, please, Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow.com, the creator of the pillow, MyPillow, that stays cool, that doesn't go flat. He's also invented mattress toppers and the Giza Dream Sheets and the incredible towels. All of this from MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com and look at whatever it is you want, shop on the website, then you put in my name, Walter, you will get a deep discount. A deep discount just for typing in my name, Walter. Go to MyPillow.com, shop, look. I know you have seen the commercials on TV and you've been like, well, maybe I should get a pillow or a sheet or a towel, or a mattress topper, and then maybe you've looked and you've thought, it's a few bucks too expensive for me right now. Or you forget to do it. Well, now it's just you and me. We're alone. You're not doing anything else. You're about to go to work on the third shift. I know this is the right time to look at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Then when you decide what it is you'd like to buy, you put in the promo code Walter, and you'll get a deep discount. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. A very sad day in my life. The loss of my favorite dog. You knew him as Mr. Toots, but his name was Bolo. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I know you. I know that you have looked at the MyPillow pillows and the MyPillow dream sheets and the MyPillow towels. I know you've looked at them and you've gone, that's a couple bucks too expensive for me. I don't know if I need it right now. Think about the last time you were in a great bed. That's not your bed. Think about the last time you were in a great bed and it was like, whoa, this is amazing. Maybe you were in a five-star hotel or maybe you were at your rich friend's summer house, but you had the experience of being in a truly fantastic bed. And you thought, I would like this to be my bed. Now you can afford it. Now you can. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. You got that. That's like a dinner at a diner. $29.98. And it lasts forever. It's usually $69.98. That dinner at the diner doesn't last forever. $29.98 for a premium queen-size MyPillow. That's a $40 savings. And the king-size pillows are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. and use the promo code Walter, you will also get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the My Pillow Mattress Topper, and My Pillow Towel Sets, or call 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter. That's 800-844-0876 and use the promo code Walter. And coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you about a new product from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, claim your discounts.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is Two for Tuesday. It's not, but I've always wanted to say that. This is the usual edition from Public Radio. Today, we feature the side hustle known as Mall Things Considered. Our public radio microphones probe deep into the dying life form known as a suburban mall. We start out whip-around coverage at the meeting point at the mall next to the giant fountain. Greetings, Blind Jim.
I am being drowned out by this fountain. There is no control for this fountain. When the new owners bought the mall, they forgot to get the water right. The fountains are owned by the last owner.
Ooh, well, nature gone wild. Should we blame global warming?
Yes. Global warming is the cause of this fountain going out of control. Soon, I will have to eat more cinnamon buns with extra ice. It is so stressful.
Thank you, Jim. Our leader whispers. Therefore, everyone at Public Radio has started to whisper. Welcome to the studio, Charles Von Air.
It is such a relief to have a leader who whispers while saying nothing. At least he isn't shouting like the drunk uncle at Christmas. Can I say Christmas?
This edition of Mall Things Considered is made possible by a generous grant from Mall Security Guards International. We help America's youth find their way to secret rooms under the mall. And by Be Kind Honey. Proof that Big Agra is just fine.
We are all obsessed with the almost mainstream rock group Sitting on Stacy. Let's dig into this sample.
There were bells on a hill, but I'd never heard them ringing. No, I'd never heard them at all.
I searched for a Beatles song. I searched for this Beatles song. And up came Sitting on Stacy's version of this song. Now, this is not a Beatles song. Everybody thinks that it, no, it was from The Music Man, 1957 Broadway musical. The Music Man, Till There Was You, is where it came from. The Beatles loved it, and they recorded it. And Sitting on Stacy recorded it. Now, Sitting on Stacy is a really interesting group. It is an alternative surfer band. This is surfer rock. They're from San Diego. They're way too good looking, they're way too skinny, and it's surfer music that they do, but it's alternative rock surfer music. They're great musicians, Sitting on Stacy. And then they recorded that song, which is a song I actually have heard of, which is the rarest of things, because I don't believe in music discovery. There's this a-hole branch of the radio industry that celebrates music discovery. What is that? It is the B-side. It is unfamiliar music. It is deep cuts. Whenever you hear radio companies say, we feature deep cuts, they're dead. If you're investing in a company that celebrates deep cuts, they have no audience. They're going to go out of business tomorrow. Take your money out. What you want is hits. That's all you want. You want radio stations that play the number one song, Call Me Maybe, every 50 minutes. Carly Rae Jepsen. If they were playing Carly Rae Jepsen every 50 minutes 5 years ago, that's the company to invest in. But music discovery, that's a very bad thing. If you're an investor in music discovery, that's very stupid. But the problem with the music discovery people is they won't hear anything. you say, you know, there might be a better way to do this. And there's not a better way to do this. There's just not. Did you hear the stupidest thing ever said? Did you hear this?
In some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them.
Well, here's a clue, Camilla. Kinko's went out of business, disappeared 15 years ago. No, there's no Kinko's in the rural areas because there's no Kinko's anywhere. What there is FedEx, the FedEx office supply company, where you can go to a FedEx office and get what you need photocopied. But, Camilla, there are other places to get things photocopied, such as a post office, public library, Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens. They all have photocopiers. Every public school has multiple photocopiers. And, you know, every college has multiple photocopies. And even the rural delivery stores, the Tractors of America stores, I bet you would let you use their photocopiers. I pause because I can't get over what a stupid thing that is. Well, coming up, you and I are going to hear about the new version of iCarly, the TV show iCarly. And then, did you hear the news? This is amazing news. Did you hear that Trevor Lawrence, my boyfriend, signed a $35 million contract? $35 million contract is now officially signed with the NFL. And he's on that weirdo team that has Tim Tebow on the team. Okay, that's all I know about sports. That is the most bizarre lineup ever. Here's two hardcore Christians, Tim Tebow and Trevor Lawrence. Now, what happened? An hour before Trevor Lawrence signed his $35 million deal, he got married to Marissa Mowry, or as her friends call her, Missa, as in spark plug, Missa. And I swear, it's just like a bad cartoon. The nanosecond that they got married, her name was changed. It's Marissa Lawrence. Now, I got married. It didn't happen in a nanosecond. It's a big pain in the butt to change your name. Takes a little more than, but, you know, she wanted her name changed that second, and it was changed that second. So she's been Marissa Lawrence since the second that they got married. Now, if you go to theknot.com, K-N-O-T, you can see their wedding registry. And if you want to be their friends, if you want to be Trevor Lawrence's friend, I would suggest you buy them a gift. What will you get? You will get a handwritten thank you note from the Lawrences. Remember, they're both named Lawrence. You'll get a handwritten thank you note. You'll send them a gift that they will have the rest of their lives. There's no faster way to intrude on a famous person's life than to make a purchase on their wedding registry at theknot.com. I'm Walter M. Sterling. 3 big hours of Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave and a typical week of July weather ahead in the U.S. with a couple of highlights. Tropical storm Elsa has exited the weather picture well out in the Atlantic Ocean, but it has left behind a very humid air mass in its wake. Because of this, we'll see mostly diurnal showers and thunderstorms, meaning that they'll occur in the afternoon and evening, along with when the sun has some daytime heating to give the atmosphere a little more instability. That's going to happen across most of the eastern part of the country. And the good news is that the tropics are very quiet this week, so no tropical systems developing for the next week or so. Some cooler air moves into New England. Portland, Maine will see a high temperature of 69 degrees tomorrow in the rain. Burlington, Vermont will see 78 degrees on Tuesday, again with some possibility of heavy showers. New York City in the mid-80s on Wednesday with some afternoon thunderstorms. Elsewhere, Kansas City sunny and 90 degrees on Tuesday. Dallas will be hot and sunny with 94. Thunderstorms in Atlanta, Georgia with 87 on Tuesday. And we'll take a look out west where it's still blazing hot later in the hour. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Theme song from iCarly, the big hit on Nickelodeon. And now it's on Paramount Plus. The reboot of iCarly's on Paramount Plus.
Could Jeanette McCurdy's reaction to the iCarly reboot?
No, be quiet. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? That the most exciting reboot to me is iCarly. Now, we watched it for what was it? It was on Nickelodeon for 8 years. It was a great show, terrific show. My wife, it used to be, the new episodes were on Friday night. My wife and I used to watch it. We'd follow along the plots. It was our favorite show. I mean, after The X-Files was canceled. Well, now it goes to Paramount Plus. Nobody knows where Paramount Plus is. We have no idea how to find Paramount Plus. And I don't know how it did, but I know it couldn't have done great because it didn't have Jeanette McCurdy. Let's hear that theme again.
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
It starred Miranda Cosgrove, Jerry Traynor, and Jeanette McCurdy. Jeanette McCurdy was the blonde who was funny, a great comic actress, maybe the greatest comic actress of our time. She did iCarly, and now she refuses to do it again. Well, it turns out, like so many of these young actresses, she had a horrendous teenage time, horrendous. Her mother drove her to bulimia. Her mother drove her to anorexia so she would not mature, so that she could continue to get kid parts. Can you imagine that? You know, my mother was quite different. It was eat. Yeah, don't even think about leaving until you've eaten something. So therefore, she won't be in the reboot of iCarly. She was not in the reboot of iCarly. I'll give you a tip. I'll bet you if the reboot of iCarly stays on for 3 cycles, midway through the 3rd cycle, she magically shows up because there'll be big bucks there. But she's such a great talent. I love that show. And now, you know, I watch it in its original form. I have not seen the reboot. Usually the reboots aren't that good. oh my God, like the Star Trek. Have you seen the reboot of Star Trek? Like, what the hell is that? Like, what the hell is that? They had an unlimited budget. They were going to use every special effect they could. They came up with every wacky plot line except a Star Trek plot line. And all they have are the most terrifying, violent, vile stories in the new Star Trek. The point of Star Trek was that we'd all get along. That was the point. That was the reason we had Star Trek, was that we'd all get along. We had Robert Clotworthy on moments ago, and he talked about ancient aliens. The strangest ancient aliens came out recently, where they had all the ancient alien theorists around a table. Did you see this? They brought in all the ancient alien theorists that are on all of their shows. They brought them into one room, had them sit around a table, and at the head of the table they put William Shatner. Why not? At the head of the table, there's William Shatner, and the job of the ancient alien theorists was to convince William Shatner of the validity of the ancient alien theory. That was the episode. They each presented evidence to William Shatner that the ancient alien theory was accurate. Now remember, it's just a theory, so who knows? Nobody knows. At one point, they were debating how could a rocket ship go far enough, fast enough, to reach the next viable planet? It would require a different propulsion system than we know of. It would require, ready, dilithium crystals. The guy from the British military agency who's on that show, I don't know how he got on that show, looked at Shatner and said, yes, dilithium crystals, the way they are in your starship. He didn't say it in past tense. He didn't say it in theory. He didn't say the way it was on your show. He said the way it was on your starship, as though it was a matter of fact, as though Shatner actually was piloting a starship at some point in time. Shatner heard this. He could barely keep a straight face. I could see him turning purple, like, don't say anything stupid. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. He had to withhold everything he had. He had to hold back everything he could to not insult the guy. I love TV. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, you and I will go through the drive-thru brew.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. A very sad day in my life. The loss of my favorite dog. You knew him as Mr. Toots, but his name was Bolo. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
MyPillow.com brings premium bedding products to your home. It'll feel like a five-star hotel. That feeling you get when you get into a fantastic bed. You're one of those with the great mattress topper and the pillowcases and all of that. Now you can get it for the right price. You can get a queen size premium MyPillow for $29.98, which is regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. And the king size pillows are only $5 more. But I have to tell you about a new product for MyPillow. I have lousy feet. I have flat feet. And I cannot walk around the house in bare feet. The doctor says, don't even think about it. But I've never found a comfortable pair of slippers. My slippers, anytime I buy them, they fall apart in about an hour and a half. Finally, slippers and moccasins that are made right and made comfortably from MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, you will get deep discounts on all of their products, including their new line of slippers. And their new line of slippers isn't one size fit all the way, you know, I'd get at a cheap store. No, they have specific sizes for you and me. And believe me, fitting me with slippers is no easy task. I was thrilled when I put on these slippers. It's like, listen carefully. It's like, I'll do it again. That's what you feel with a pair of MyPillow slippers. New product. Terrific product, well made. Enter the promo code Walter and enjoy discounts. Promo code Walter when you go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
My body changed recently. My body stopped being a source of pain and started to just feel normal. I no longer had pain every time I flexed my thumb or my fingers. It was a problem. It was a progressive problem. It was a mild form of arthritis, but arthritis doesn't get better. It needs help to get better, and that's where I came to Flexmore Medicine. Flexmore Medicine is a natural homeopathic medicine designed to end the pain of arthritis. It's made by Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. In my case, I used Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E, Flexmore Medicine. It did an incredible thing. After using it for about a month, it took away my arthritis pain. That was my experience. Yours might not be the same. Why not find out? What do you have to lose? You're carrying around that pain. You don't need it. You don't need it. Go to Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Look for Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
I'm J.J. Wilson with Drive Thru Brew, the weekly feature that traces the difficult lives of two guys who load beer and snacks into people's trunks. Let's listen as young Jake asks his boss for an unusual favor.
Mr. Manager, I got a problem.
Just one?
I met this real pretty girl and she said she would come by tomorrow.
So?
Well, I was trying to impress her and I kind of told her I was the manager and you was one of my worthless employees.
I see. So you want me to act worthless if she shows up?
Exactly. And would you mind saying these couple lines?
Let me get my glasses. Jake, this is ridiculous.
But she's kind of high class, and I'm kind of desperate.
All right.
Precisely 24 hours later.
Hi, Jakey. Remember me?
Sure do.
Excuse me, Mr. Jake, but you have some phone messages.
Not again.
Warren Buffett called and said thanks for the stock tip.
He's a pass. Anybody else?
Jeff Bezos says he's got an extra seat if you want to take a ride on his rocket.
As if I had the time. That guy has no idea what it's like to run a business. Sorry, Megan, that's what happens to important managers like me.
Oh, well, here's something else that happens, Bozo.
Guess she had to go.
Will Jake ever get a date with Megan? Listen next time when he phones her and says,
how'd you like to have dinner at a fine restaurant where they don't skimp on the ketchup and mustard packets?
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
All right, Bob in St. Louis at 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight will get a copy of Mike Lindell's book, his autobiography. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Bob.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I wanted you to know that I've got three of Mike Lindell's pillows, and I love it. I got one for me, one for my son, and one for his wife. So I really like it, and I appreciate it. And another thing I wanted to say, did you see Wonder Woman?
Fantastic.
I think that Joe Biden fits the exact, that guy in there with all his crazy ideas and stuff. I think it's just like Joe Biden.
Weedos.
Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We love being on the radio. This show is live. Now, the gold show, the Bitcoin show, they're not live. Nothing. And if it says best of, What an embarrassment that a radio station couldn't do better than a best of, because here I am, this radio station, knew that the correct answer was Sterling on Sunday, which is live. Now, here's exciting news. Megan Fox, you know Megan Fox? Megan Fox, quote, "I was brought out and stoned after speaking out against Hollywood." Megan Fox, a beautiful woman, opens up about her tumultuous career. She says she was outspoken in Transformer. She was a Transformer star who seemed to flame out in Hollywood after speaking out against the industry's hypersexualization of women. She's having a resurgence. It's a little bit like being a phoenix. She thinks of herself as a phoenix, being resurrected from the ashes. She's 35 years old. She talked to a magazine about being vindicated in a post-Me Too Hollywood, where the script has flipped and women are objecting to being objectified. In 2009 interview with Wonderland Magazine, did you ever hear of Wonderland Magazine? She broke the Tinseltown omerta and bashed Transformers director Michael Bay, saying he wants to be like Hitler on his sets and suggesting that she was upset with the way he filmed her lasciviously. She was dropped from the franchise third installment, Transformers Dark of the Moon, and Bay told GQ that executive producer Steven Spielberg was behind the directive. Well, so, hi, Megan. The reason we go to the movies is to see people look or act in ways that normal people can't. Now, Megan, if you're gorgeous, if you're spectacular looking, that's what sells tickets. If you're Rob Lowe or Brad Pitt and you look like that and you got those abs, that's what sells tickets. Chris Pratt, that's what sells tickets. Men and women are shot lasciviously, and I congratulate you on being able to say that, to spell that. They're shot lasciviously to sell tickets. That's the whole point. That's why we're here. Now, this guy, Whitey18, he's on TikTok. He figured it out. He's 21 years old. He's the best-looking kid you ever saw in your life. He's got that curly hair, big blue-green eyes, dimples above his mouth, and he just knows how to act cute. He doesn't know anything else. He can barely speak. He cannot sing. He mouths, he doesn't lip sync, he mouths to songs from 1980, to Mandy, Weekend in New England, Blinded by the Light. That's what he does. He mouths to those songs, and he does it without guile. There's nothing ironic about him. The man does not have any irony in him. And 6 weeks ago, he was a landscaper. Today, he's been signed by the biggest modeling agency in Canada. He has a manager, the big deal manager in Canada. He's been on the CTV, the Canadian television system, same one that produced Kim's Convenience. He's been on Entertainment Tonight Canada. And there's an article about him in the New York Times. There are people who have been in show business for 40 years who have begged a reporter in the New York Times to cover them, and they haven't. Not to be a horrible man, but I'll bet you it's the first time Whitey ever saw New York Times, ever bothered to pick up the New York Times. I'll bet you. Mike Doucette, this is a good show. Mike Doucette, I hope you appreciate how good this show is tonight. Mike Lindell, I hope you appreciate how good this show is. This is a spectacular. I mean, we had the narrator for the Ancient Aliens theories. If you've missed any of my shows, and I hope you have, because it means you have more important things to do, you can hear them at waltersterlingshow.com, waltersterlingshow.com. Every show I've ever done, not only the network shows, but the local WABC shows, are on that website at Walter Sterling Show. You can find out secret things about this show. And more importantly, you get to sign up to be a Midnight Misfit. And when you sign up to be a Midnight Misfit, you will learn what it takes to be a Midnight Misfit. the rules, the regulations, the requirements. And you will get a secret decoder card. It has the codes that when I give a secret message, you can decode it and discover what I'm actually saying. Popular among our advertisers, popular among people of misspent youth, like Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, and Billy Datz. Hey, Billy Datz, where the heck are you? I haven't heard from you from a while, right? I have not heard from you for a while, and that's not excusable. What's wrong with my mouth? MyPillow, if you go to MyPillow.com right now, I know you've always wanted to buy something from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Pick what you want. Type in the promo code Walter, and you will get a discount, a special discount that'll make you go, well, I can afford this now. Because maybe you looked at the MyPillow products a while ago and said, I'd love it. These are great products. A little too expensive today. You go there now. You go to MyPillow.com, put in the promo code Walter, and you'll be able to buy it. You'll be able to afford it. No trouble. All right, it's a three-hour live radio show. Coming up, we have a lot, including Vic Ferrari's cop stories. Vic Ferrari is a retired New York City police detective who has authentic police stories. It's like sitting with him at a cop bar. That's fun. And I want to hear from you, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Every email I get gets answered. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. That persistent, obtrusive hot dome of high pressure continues out west. It's centered near Las Vegas and continues to bring some of the hottest record-breaking temperatures, but it shows some signs of weakening by about midweek. In the meantime, 113 in Las Vegas tomorrow, 114 in Redding, California, 93 in Denver, 90 in Billings, Montana, and to make matters worse, it never really cools off at night. Temperatures fall only a few degrees, remaining in the upper 80s or lower 90s in the desert southwest. Sacramento saw 107 degrees today, but by Thursday, we'll see highs only in the upper 80s, so some relief is on the way. That's good news for firefighters as well, as they struggle to fight the largest wildfire of the year out in California. It's along the Nevada border. Let's wish them well and Godspeed. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Our canine companions and our feline companions mean a lot to us. They follow us through our homes. They are a part of our daily routine. And my fish room will never be the same because this week, Bolo, my beloved dog, better well known to you as Mr. Toots, passed away. He crossed the Rainbow Bridge at the age of 14. How do you say goodbye to somebody? Because he was a person. That means so much to you. It's very difficult. He had been with me for 14 years, through thick and through thin. He was there as I was collecting the semen of male guppies. He was there as I changed the water and fed the fish every day. He traveled with me to Canada, to Mexico, to 24 of the states of our country. He lived an incredible life. He also was a little bit of a cash cow. His services were up for stud, and he made puppies. $400 every time a female dog came over to visit him to make baby Bolos. Bolo, you'll never be forgotten. As you cross the Rainbow Bridge this past week, my heart will always be yours. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the dog, but I didn't hear anything about fish. Do you remember this? Who is that? No, really. You think you're like an 80s guy? A 90s guy? You want a copy of Mike Lindell's book? Blah, blah. You want a copy of Mike Lindell's book? I'll give you a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. Who's this group? Falling in love, everything you've been thinking of. When the world seems to get too tough, bring it all back to you. WALT. Coming up in just seconds, we have Vic Ferrari with his real cop story, plus my probing investigation into Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde and their wacky relationship. This is Sterling on Sunday. MyPillow.com brings premium bedding products to your home. It'll feel like a five-star hotel. That feeling you get when you get into a fantastic bed, you know, one of those with the great mattress topper and the pillowcases and all of that. Now you can get it for the right price. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, which is regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. And the king-size pillows are only $5 more. But I have to tell you about a new product for MyPillow. I have lousy feet. I have flat feet. And I cannot walk around the house in bare feet. The doctor says, don't even think about it. But I've never found a comfortable pair of slippers. My slippers, anytime I buy them, they fall apart in about an hour and a half. Finally, slippers and moccasins that are made right and made comfortably from MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Walter, you will get deep discounts on all of their products, including their new line of slippers. And their new line of slippers isn't one size fit all, the way, you know, it get at a cheap store. No, no. They have specific sizes for you and me. And believe me, fitting me with slippers is no easy task. I was thrilled when I put on these slippers. It's like, listen carefully. It's like, I'll do it again. That's what you feel with a pair of MyPillow slippers. New product, terrific product, well made. Enter the promo code Walter and enjoy discounts. Promo code Walter when you go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So when I was a little boy, I was enamored with the blue and white NYPD patrol cars. Every time I walked past the local precinct, I'd have my face pressed against the window, looking inside, waiting for the opportunity where I could be chasing the bad guys. Well, Fast forward 15 years later, I was driving an NYPD blue and white radio car. It's funny, but after a while, I found myself wanting to ride around in an unmarked car. The reality is police cars are nasty. They run 24/7 and are rarely cleaned. The interiors often smell and littered with garbage and coffee cups and fast food wrappers from the previous tour. Cops don't take care of their cars. It's just a fact of life. One time, I was coming outside the back of the precinct and two cops were getting into a radio car. And when they went to start it, I heard a scream. I said, "What the hell is that?" They go, "I don't know. The car's not starting, but I heard a scream. Did you hear that?" I said, "Yeah." So when we popped the hood to look underneath and see what had happened, we found a cat that was hanging from underneath the car. What had happened was the damn cat climbed in the hood compartment to get away from the cold winter, unbeknownst to these two cops. So when they went to start the car, the cat's neck got stuck in the fan belt and broke its neck. So you would think that the two cops would try to remove the dead cat from underneath their car. Nope. They shut the hood, closed it, went and got another radio car and left it for the next tour to deal with. So if you ever get the opportunity to sit in the back seat of a police car, and I'm not talking about if you get locked up, but if, you know, you get the opportunity, don't. That's even more disgusting than the front seat of the car. Oftentimes, drunks and spiteful prisoners will take a piss in the back seat of the car, and no matter how often you try to clean it, the smell's never going to come out. I had passed that information along to my 7-year-old nephew, and 2 years later, he found himself at a local police department where they were letting him look at a police car. When he went to get in, they said, "Do you want to sit in the back seat?" He goes, "Nope. That's where my Uncle Vic told me prisoners piss in the back seat of radio cars." So that's a story from my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
Where's this thing? Here.
Their relationship to a whole new level after they were spotted packing on the PDA during a trip to Italy. Let's get into it.
Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde have been a rumored couple since January after meeting on their set of their film Don't Worry Darling. Since then, they've made headlines for holding hands, attending a wedding together, for being spotted out and about in Los Angeles together, and for even moving bags into each other's homes. But even after all of that, many fans weren't convinced whether or not these two were actually romantically linked or just friends. Well, now Harry and Olivia confirmed their romantic relationship by sharing some passionate kisses while on a boat in Italy, where they've been vacationing for the past week. The two...
Wait. Where are the kids? Olivia Wilde has very young children. They're like 2 and 4. Beautiful kids, by the way. Very young children. Jason Sudeikis, who was her fiancé for 8 years, they never get married. They were the fiancé for 8 years. Where's, it's like Scarlett Johansson. Where's her kid? Jason Sudeikis had the best revenge. You ready for this? Nobody mentions this. He's now dating a gorgeous young woman who was a page 3 girl in England, in the newspaper The Sun. Now, if you know what a page 3 girl is, I'll just sum it up by saying it's a very good thing and a very good way for a young woman to merchandise her gifts. But the best part is that Jason Sudeikis's page 3 girl used to be Harry Styles' girlfriend. Used to be Harry Styles' girlfriend. To me, looks a lot better than Olivia Wilde. I think Jason Sudeikis won. He's going to wind up with those kids. I don't know. How does this work? That you're not engaged. You're not married. You're engaged to somebody for 8 years. You stick with them for 8 years. You produce 2 beautiful children. Then you run off with the guy in the band. You run off with the band. You're a 38-year-old woman, you run off with a 28-year-old guy because he can sing. Meanwhile, Jason Sudeikis is an actual actor who's credible and respected and apparently very funny. And now has this beautiful page 3 girl, and I'm very happy about that. I seem to have a lot of audio tonight. Let's see, what is this audio? Let's see. What's this? I have all kinds of files for you.
In some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them.
That's right. There's no Kinko's anywhere. They went out of business 15 years ago. They were renamed FedEx. It's a whole different business. There are photocopying machines everywhere, Camilla. There are photocopying machines in public schools, post offices, Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens, public libraries. Did I say that? They're everywhere. And most people's printers can act as a photocopying machine. And isn't it true that everybody loves their computer and they hate their printer? They hate their printers. I hate my printer. There was a time, you're not going to believe this, in like 1980, where Apple made printers. I would give anything for Apple to make a printer again. They went into the printer business. They quickly went, whoa, we don't need this. We don't need all of the complaints. We don't need all the support problems. We don't need any of that. Speaking of which, you know, there's certain things I don't like to talk about. Those are the man arts. There are things that men know how to do that I do not know how to do. Don't look at me like that. There are things men know how to do that I have never known how to do. Usually it centers around the automobile. I have always had an automobile when I've been dumb enough to own an automobile that features the Service Engine Now light. Where I live, if I have a Service Engine light on, or any Service Engine light, it will not pass inspection. And right now, mine is 6 months from being inspected. It will not pass inspection. It's always very expensive to get the engine light off. You can buy one of those testers that lets you know where the engine lights, where the problems are. You can buy one of those, and it will turn off those lights. And in some states, it will turn them off, and you can pass inspection. In other states, it will turn them off, and they have equipment that's smart enough to know that you have pulled that scam and that your engine really doesn't work right. Well, here's what happened. My car decided that it wasn't going to start. It's fairly new, but it decided about 2 weeks ago that it wasn't going to start. But it's okay because I have a mechanic. I have befriended a mechanic. I got it to the mechanic, and we agreed the problem was not just the battery, which had to be replaced. That was the first shot, but it was also that the starter needed to be replaced. Whenever you hear the word starter, you know you're entering into the deep, deep woods of auto repair. You don't know how to replace a starter. I don't know how to replace a starter. I need a guy. I got to trust the guy. Well, I figured it was no big deal. I had a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. Turns out, this is the most obscure part in the world. AutoZone, O'Reilly, NAPA, nobody had this part. Nobody had a 2017 starter motor. Nobody. NAPA Auto Parts had to go to Syracuse to get this. They expressed it. They're going to do an express. And they get it to me, and now I bring the part to my mechanic, who's going to put it in. Well, it turns out it involves water pumps and water hoses and an endless array of obscure, terrifying behaviors to get it in. Let me just look at something here. I have to do something. It's very difficult. My life's very hard. There we go. Oh, there's Sean in Pittsburgh. Hold on, Sean in Pittsburgh. You and I will talk, and I'll finish up the story in 1 second. But in order to talk to Sean, I have to put on the earphone so I can hear Sean. Hold on, Sean. There you go. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Walter. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you're listening on KDKA. How's that?
It's pretty good. And good. Not a bad night.
Good.
Yeah. The band you played?
Yes.
Would that help? Been the Osmond Brothers?
No, it was not the Osmond Brothers, but if you had gotten it right, we would have given you a copy of Mike Lindell's autobiography. But because I like you, and you're listening on Jim Gracie's KDKA, we're going to send you a copy of Mike Lindell's book. It is not the Osmond Brothers. So hold on. We'll get your name and address. And at the end of the show, I will tell you the group that we were trying to guess. All right. So now the part comes into Napa. And I take it to my mechanic, the starter motor, very obscure part for a 2017 car. Ooh, an American car. It wasn't like a freaking Maserati. And they try to put it in, and he's having trouble. And then I call my dealership where I bought it, and I mention that, you know, thanks a lot, because I called them to make a car payment. The guy goes, thanks a lot. The car salesman says, yeah, well, he says, Walter, your car is under warranty. I had this thing up for 10 days. I spent one whole day trying to get the starter motor, one whole day going to different auto parts stores. It was a really expensive $350 part. And my guy says, it's under warranty. I said, what about that weird starter battery? The Chrysler Pacifica has two batteries. The big battery for grown-ups and the little battery that gets the car started. He said, oh, that's under warranty. I said, well, how much is this going to cost? He said, we have a $100 deductible. That's it. These are the man arts I don't know. Tomorrow, it goes into the dealership to be fixed. I will let you know how that goes. My bet is that the $100 deductible is suddenly, well, it's a little more for these circumstances. You're going to have to pay, you know, hundreds more, just like with the damn AAA. I thought I had a membership. No, no, you need a premium membership, premium plus membership to get the car actually towed. I am not meant to own a car. I have, the brand of car I like is called Subway. That's the brand of car I like. I have never had a car that I've enjoyed. It is always a nightmare to me. My friend, the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.